It might be surprising, but there are still areas of the planet waiting to be uncovered and mapped. A lot of it, actually, right off our own coast. Guy Cochran is a research geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey. The opportunity to make discoveries is what he loves about his job.
I mean, I spend a lot of time in the office working on the data and writing up reports, but going out and exploring and seeing things for the first time is extremely exciting.
When California passed the Marine Life Protection Act in 1999, which mandated the protection of fisheries, it became clear that not knowing what the seafloor looked like was a problem.
Californians decided that they wanted fish in their oceans, and so to support that, the seafloor basically wasn't a known entity in state waters.
Samuel Johnson is one of the leaders of the California Seafloor Mapping Program, a project to chart the seafloor of all state waters. That's from the shoreline to about 3.5 miles off the coast. Cochran, also one of the leaders, specializes in mapping fish habitat.
It's known from fisheries research that benthic species like halibut and rockfish have a preference for a certain type of seafloor surface, and they'll only be found there.
Fisheries managers want to know how much of that seafloor there is and where it's found.
If you're going to design a marine protected area, you want to protect habitats for as many species as possible. And without a map, you can't really draw a box that you're confident establishes that goal.
But the interesting thing is that the maps, now about 30% completed, are proving useful in many other ways, like predicting earthquake risk, for example.
You can see the lengths of the faults and where they connect with other faults and start to build up a model of how big a fault surface might fail in an individual earthquake. The surface size is a predictor of how large the quake will be.
The newly gathered information is feeding into national hazard assessments, building codes, insurance rates, and regional planning. Here's Johnson again.
Basically, every bit of infrastructure that's built in the coastal zone in part depends on that information.
And the maps are helping NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, update their navigational charts, helping boaters get in and out of harbor more safely. And they may even help California mitigate the impacts of sea level rise as the planet grows warmer.
There will be increased coastal erosion with sea level rise, and it's important to know where offshore sediments are to respond to that coming problem.
One approach is to stabilize eroding beaches with new sand.
To do that, you need to know where the offshore sand is. And so that's one of the things we're doing is developing a database of where offshore sand is that could be used in beach nourishment.
For coastal managers, then, the new maps are becoming the ultimate all-purpose tool. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.